Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with Learning Insights. Not in the studio today, though. We're out on the show floor of Training 2015. In this segment, we have with us Software Development Manager Drew Kenning and Account Manager Liesl Monkey, both with Reflection Software. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the water bottle.
We come with gifts.
That's a good play to always bring gifts to the people interviewing you.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then Stone was a little disappointed it wasn't filled with like vodka or something, but we can work on that after this.
We'll fix that later.
It's kind of like a magnifying glass on the written sheet here. That's kind of cool.
So Reflection Software, what are you guys doing for folks?
We're a custom training solution provider. So what we do is we try to fit into the wheelhouse of what our clients need, whether that's custom content or an LMS or writing job aids or writing for stand-up training. We just support our clients in getting their needs met and getting those initiatives taken care of that they're looking for.
So now they come to you and they're like, hey, Liesl, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me put something together.
That's exactly it. That was my phone call earlier this morning.
Really?
Yes. We have all this money. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, that's actually, a lot of our clients are very specific in that they need e-learning or they need an LMS, but a lot of times they call and say, hey, we've tried several different ways of doing this. Other vendors can, what do you guys know? And we'll hopefully come up with a great solution for them.
So you got to kind of learn about what their environment, what they're trying to achieve. Is that,
yes,
then you kind of build
I know more about grocery and retail and energy companies than I ever thought I would.
No, I bet it's different every day, right?
It is different every day.
So why LMS? Is it just that there's that much knowledge and training and thought leadership in any given organization that you have to have this very robust, structured thing? Why do you need a learning management system?
Well, it is the one application that every member of the company touches. So in terms of, you know, making sure that your training pieces are there, that accountability is there for your company, the LMS is what takes care of that for everyone from your CEO to your bagger grocery, your local grocery store. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have an LMS that is proprietary for you guys that you use as kind of the platform for everybody's learning management system? Is that how it works? Like, what is Cognition?
Yeah, Cognition is our in-house learning management system that we've developed and give to clients in a very customized way.
Right, so you use that kind of as the bones and then you build it out according to their specific needs?
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that was a good question, right?
That was a great question.
That was all right. All right, Drew, so day-to-day, what is your role, man? What do you spend your days doing?
He was our fantasy football coordinator.
Wow, congratulations. Did you use the LMS system for that to manage
that? I tried, no. I did real poorly, too. No, but in our organization, we have a great set of people supporting the LMS. And I actually wear a lot of hats supporting the LMS and our clients who use it, whether that's getting them going, getting them started, getting users and everybody into the program, getting their training into the system in a way that matches their organization and their organizational training needs. But also I'll be the one answering the phone calls, the emails, if there's a problem, if there's something that somebody needs to deal with or is confused about. I'm also testing just to make sure that everything's working for the clients.
So give me the head-to-head of Cognition versus other LMS systems. Like, what makes Cognition so special?
You're talking to him.
No, Drew? The Drew factor.
That's right, the Drew factor. No, we'll come on site. We'll work with you guys. We'll consult with you guys. If you decide to go with us, you will reach me when you call, and I'll be your support.
But in all honesty, we find that it's our customer service. A lot of our clients come to us because they're not getting the support that they need when they need a correction or an update made in their LMS,
right.
And they find that we're a little different in that way.
You'll never have to put an IT ticket in with us.
No, they just have your cell number.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if I needed to implement a fantasy football league in my organization, you can help me with that as well.
I mean, yes.
Or is that an add-on cost?
He was kind of a dirty commish, though. He made up rules along the way.
Oh, man. Drew.
I got from all angles.
I also want to preface that with I got last in our fantasy football.
So what kind of mistakes might an organization make when they're first putting in an LMS and or thinking about starting to organize their e-learning? Maybe we can save them a little bit of trouble here. What are some traps that they might fall into that you might be able to keep them from falling into?
You don't need everything at once. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the features that we have or an e-learning product that we have may fulfill those needs. Just try it out for a couple months and then we can tailor it from there as needed. But I feel like especially with LMSs, our clients are looking at it saying, well, we need X, Y, and Z because that's what we hear in the industry when really...
Right, they read a magazine article,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, we have to have this.
Right.
They buy it before they know how to use it. Yeah.
Exactly. They buy before they know or, you know, they're very... LMSs are hard. I mean, I work with a lot of potential clients that are like, well, we don't get how that feature fits with that feature. And really, we're about simplifying it and taking it down to the basics of this is what you're getting. You don't need, you know, this other $7,000 feature that you're going to use once.
Right. And then maybe grow into it. Let's try it here at this stage and then let's kind of live it for a little bit. And then we'll see what you need in 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are you seeing some trends in topic areas? Like, are you seeing more and more organizations focus on leadership or very specific tactical skills, or is it just all over the map?
It's all over the map. I know that reporting and accountability is something that's definitely on the growth.
Don't you hate that accountability stuff?
That has been the thing all morning.
Can we do this without accountability?
I would love to do it without accountability.
And I think that's something that definitely sets us apart is our huge suite of reporting tools. Everything within our LMS is tracked and stored in our archive and can be gathered and put together by an administrator in seconds.
And then so they can kind of go back through that and see what resonated, what didn't. You can see the outcomes. Did they achieve the outcomes? There's assessments, so they can kind of take the information and make it usable.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you guys sure you don't have an LMS?
No, but I think we might. I don't know if we have enough that we have to learn. We should have an LMS. We have a 3-ring binder.
Yeah.
Karen,
is that
toting
is that
around
not an LMS?
Then we need increased accountability. No.
Hey,
no.
But all kidding aside, so you have a learning management system and you have all this e-learning and that kind of thing. But when you have instructor-led training, just, you know, good old-fashioned stand-up training, you can build into the LMS a way to keep track of that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. We support blended learning through this great system where we can actually mirror your organizational environment down to the rooms that you use, and the scheduling is all done within our LMS.
And then we can link those modules together. So, for example, if you do want an e-learning precursor to your stand-up training, okay, then we create an e-learning. It gets assigned to everyone so that they're prepared going into your stand-up training. They have a base knowledge. They're all on the same page. Which I think is hard to do, but we have a lot of clients that believe in the blended learning approach, and we want to support that. And so you can link courses together to get the robust application of that content you're trying to pass down.
Mm-hmm. Users would then come back into the system after they've gone through this stand-up training, and the LMS would then facilitate a continued conversation between trainee and trainer if there's any feedback they might need from the in-person session.
I prefer to work in a 3D virtual environment. Can you help me there?
Do you want to have an avatar?
Yes, I enjoy avatars.
We actually made, it's crazy, we did recently with a local non-for-profit called Robert Crown, we made a heroin training for high school and heroin training.
Really?
Chicago's on the heroin highway.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and so
we're a big crystal meth town here, so I get confused.
Oh, okay. But we made kind of an avatar type game that they use in the schools in addition with their usual, you know, curriculum and everything like that. But we created these little characters that are, you know, having to deal with parties and pressure and, you know, took a pain pill for a pulled tooth and now they're hooked on heroin and how quickly that happens. It really does. That was actually a true
but
story.
No, I think that's fantastic. And so you create this whole
virtual world
and help them make better decisions,
exactly,
and maybe build in some consequences for not good decisions.
Well, yeah,
I guess it could be as elaborate as you want it.
Exactly. And we built the whole tool engine so it grows. And so they're actually looking to do alcohol, like adding alcohol and all those other added pieces
to
it.
Nice. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. So now is that typically what happens with the client? They try you out and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, that's cool, let's add more stuff, and then all of a sudden now you're working with them in a lot deeper, more intimate manner?
I've been with Reflection Software for 11 years now, and most of my clients I've known that long. Once we become partners with them and friends with them, it just, that relationship stays there. So I have clients that I made a really basic e-learning for that now we are doing three-dimensional forklift trainings and pallet jack trainings, and, you know, they want to grow as we grow.
Mm-hmm. So now they're kind of leaning on you to be at the cutting edge of all this stuff?
Absolutely, yep.
So they don't have to, right?
Yeah, exactly. We pay you to be the expert.
Exactly. You go to this conference. I'm going to stay here in Chicago, right?
So who wants to be in Chicago right now? Yeah, we don't.
All right, so the balance of the conference, you guys are going to hang out. You're going to go visit some folks.
Yes, we're at booth 512, which is right behind you guys.
Oh, okay.
Are we making too much noise?
Are you the one that turned the speaker down?
No, we're probably being the loud ones. There's three of us, so we have another partner, Alicia Raff, who's with us today. And so, yeah, we've been wandering around. You can come visit us at our booth. You can check us out at our website, www.reflectionsoftware.com.
What's typically that first assignment or where they try you out? What are they looking to do usually as
we
an
initial?
We have
content and we don't know what to do with it. So we have this PowerPoint and we don't know what to do with it.
And then so from there you can kind of build something.
Absolutely. Or we have all this content, we don't know how to track it. And then I say, meet Drew.
Now, do you ever help them kind of capture the content? Or is that you kind of lean on them to get their content to you?
We can do either.
From the ground up, we'll work from developing what the training should be or getting their present training into
I'm
going
to have to strap
form.
Your head to the microphone.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It depends on their expertise. I mean, we have a lot of energy companies, and so dealing with, you know, Department of Energy and NERC
right.
compliance.
Right, they've got all these smart people. You don't know that stuff, right?
No, but I become an expert.
Yep. Right. All right, gang. Tell me a little bit about how folks can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about Reflection Software, or if they just want to, you know, just exchange best practices about some things they should be doing in their own shop. LinkedIn, Twitter. What's the best way to reach out? Cell phone.
My cell phone number is
number. house address.
House address. No, I mean it is. Stop by our booth, our website, our Twitter handle is Reflection Soft. We couldn't fit our whole name on there. Our LinkedIn page is up, and so any of those are ways to get a hold of us.
All right. Liesl Monkey, Drew Kenning, thank you so much. We'll do this
thank
again
you.
Sometime.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.